Protect your space. Negative forces, energy, and other protective measures. I would like to pause briefly for a quick word on negative energy, forces, and influences. The purpose of this section is to keep you informed, empowered, and to protect you on your journey. I'm opting to keep things positive while being realistic and aware of the less pleasant and prevalent aspects that you might encounter on your path or not. When you open up to the psychic world, there are sometimes energies that don't have good intentions. These entities can sometimes try to steal our energy, harm, hurt, or hinder us in our psychic journey, or try to keep us from accomplishing our goals. The solution is simple. You need to create a protective barrier around yourself. I will show you a very easy way to do that. But let's take a look first at what's really happening when negative forces are trying to, shall we say, tease you a little. You might feel on some days that you're full of energy, and on some days you might feel totally drained. This feeling is a good indicator for your energy balance. At the same time, you might get feedback from others such as, you have a great aura, or why are you so negative today? As you see, your energy balance is reflected in your aura and others pick up on it. The area around your solar plexus is a great warning system for negative energies around you. The solar plexus, which is located in your stomach area and where your rib cage forms a triangle, is the opening to your energy field. For example, if you've ever had a gut feeling that something was wrong, this is your solar plexus's way of telling you. Keeping your solar plexus protected is crucial. Losing energy or feeling drained is a reality we're all familiar with. We all know of someone that can be overbearing and just zaps or simply drains our energy from us. Some might not even be aware that they are compensating for their loss of energy by soaking it up from others. But this can happen not only by humans. This might happen by entities as well. As you open up your channels to get in touch with the other spirits, angels, and entities, go into the depth of your subconscious or astral travel, we make ourselves receptive for positive energies, but also for negative energies we prefer to live without. As I said earlier, the solution is simple. Every morning and before you do any psychic work, relax for a moment. Count yourself down from 5 to 1 and visualize how a white light is coming from above and flows slowly from your head down your body into your toes. If you like, you can try to look at yourself and see yourself surrounded by this white light. This is your protective barrier. Tell yourself, this protective barrier will let only positive energy in and keeps all the negative energy out. Now that was easy, right? And it's so effective.